elevation of land, like right across the road there.
Oh, that'd be a hill.
All right. And how about on this side?
Mountain.
Now you call that, what is that mountain? Yeah?
That's, I suppose this one back here, they might call it Graceful Mountain, now I don't know. But, on, beyond it, of course, is Walden Ridge.
Okay. And is there any kind of an elevation between a hill and a mountain that you, does it just go from hill to mountain,
yeah,
or are there things in between?
No, not think of.
Okay. What would you call an area, a space between two mountains that you could go through?
A valley.
Travel. Okay, that's the, but how about something that had maybe a road going through it, something shaped like this, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So you're going over the mountain, you probably travel through there.
I don't know.
Well, how about up at, for instance, up at, over in here, North Carolina, Cleveland something, and then down in Georgia there's a place called Raven something, and...
You know that Cleveland's Dome?
Well, Cleveland's Dome is a mountain, that's right.
Yeah.
And, but is there a, well, maybe, yeah, Cleveland's Dome is a mountain, but how about, have you ever heard of Raven in Georgia, there's a mountain there, and
no.
You pass through the mountain there. Well, no. Would you call, for instance, use the term a gap, or a, is that familiar with you? A gap or a path?
Yeah, I've heard it used. It's not used too awful much around here, though.
You don't
come across it very much in conversation.
How do you get across the mountain? You just have to go up and over the top of it, or a road through it, or you get from one side. The Walden Ridge, by the way, is about the, that's like a time zone, too, isn't it?
Central
time. How far is that from here?
Oh, it's about, I guess it's around 20 miles from here to Pikeville.
And that's, was that right up on the top of it?
Yeah, that's the county seat of Bledsoe County. It's right next to Ray County.
I see. Well, would you call it, would you be likely to use the term a notch or a pass or a gap? We should go.
I guess I'd be more likely to use the word gap.
Right. How about though, if you're on a stick of wood, you know, like you're talking about an old gunfighter?
That's a notch.
Okay. But you wouldn't use the term notch in relation to a path?
No.
Okay. How about a mountain that has a sheer rock face, you might call it? What might you call that?
Cliff.
All right. How about a place where boats stop and on which freight is on the
dock.
How about in the ocean? Yeah, a special name for it in a port?
Maybe it's called wharf.
And if the water, if the river is running down a mountain and suddenly it reaches a point where it drops.
The waterfall.
Do you have a name for a smaller one, one that isn't quite as sharp as a waterfall? Just a river that might have a slight dip and the water moves quickly through that part of the...
No.
Our next few items are about different kinds of roads. How would you describe the road out here?
It'd be a highway.
And what about its composition?
It's tar and gravel, asphalt.
What would you call the road in town?
The street.